God bless you and yours. You are tuned in to the 6 Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly. Who am I? Pastor Kenneth Bynum. Yes. We're in for a wonderful time in prayer tonight, song, music, and the study of God's word. Hopefully something that is said, something that is played today, will just bring joy to your life, will help you to just hold fast the possession of your faith. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight, preserving faith, how to really hold on to your faith. We learned that in the book of Hebrews. So, yeah, we're going back to Hebrews. And we're still on this faith train, and we're going to see it all the way through, because it is faith that has redeemed us. Our faith in Christ, the blood of the Lamb, amen, the precious blood of the Holy Lamb of God, amen, that have redeemed us. And it's our faith in what he has done is sufficient enough to redeem us and to give us eternal glory with him. Amen and amen. Moment.
Bobby Jones, NSC, and the wonderful voice of Faith Eddie.
about y'all, but God's been good to me, and I got something to praise him for. Let me see you put your hands together and praise.
You gotta hear before it happens, believe before it happens, receive before it happens. You got to know
it's gonna happen, though it
won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. Gonna happen, but God said, sometimes it's hard to see, but oh, God said, hold me. Gotta see it before it happens, believe before it happens, see it before it happens. You got to know.
Bible says faith without works is dead. So when you have faith in something, put some action behind it, go after it, believe it, trust it, and watch God bring it to pass for you. Amen. Well, once again, you are tuned in to the Sixth Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. We want to go to God in prayer as we pray for our nation. Many of you have prayer requests. Some are unspoken. Some have been given in the past. And we want to stop and take time to pray. Oftentimes, the most powerful thing that we have to do, we do it last instead of first. And so let's pause for a moment and let's go to God in prayer. As we go to God in prayer today, we want to pray for your family. That's right. We want to pray and ask God's will to be done in your home where you live. Because if the peace of God is with you where you live, then you are encouraged to go forward to helping others to attain the peace of God for themselves as well. You are not distracted, and so that you are able to discern the things that's going on in their lives, around their lives. And you'll be able to be a better assistant to helping them to attain victory in the name of Jesus. So our second portion is we want to pray for our leaders. Now, we know that we're in many different countries outside of the U.S., so I don't know who your governor is, your president is, or your king is, or whatever you may be. I don't know who your spiritual leaders are neither. But what I do know is they need our prayers. That's right. Because people that have authority, they have been commissioned of God to operate that authority fairly and righteously. And so we want them to make solid decisions that are sound, rather. That's what I was trying to say, sound decision. A decision that is that will be helpful to the community abroad, the whole community, not just a select group, unless it's purposeful to reach a certain group like battered women. And domestic violence, and you set programs for them. Yeah, but we want everyone that deals in that to have access to somewhere safe. So we want to pray that our programming, funding for this programming don't get cut so that people can have a way out. The Bible says that no temptation has taken us that is not common to man. But with the temptation, the Lord will make a way of escape that we may bear it. Amen. And so sometimes we get into relationships that are toxic, and we don't know until it's too late. And so we're praying for those that are in that type of circumstance. And believe it or not, it's quietly kept. There are some men that have gone through domestic violence as well. And so we want to pray that God will just give peace to the home. Amen. I want to also include in the prayer my wife. Family, her father has full dementia and Alzheimer's. He's been in that state for some period of time where literally my mother-in-law has to feed him and change him, do pretty much everything for him. He has he has literally reverted back to a stage of an infant, because he's completely unable to talk at all. He made gestures and sound, but he can't get the words out. And I remember as that disease was taking him early, and see the frustration on his face when he know what he wanted to say, but he couldn't. And there are so many other people in our world today that's dealing with that disease, dementia and Alzheimer's. We want to pray for them. And we want to say to their family members that God loves them. God is concerned about them. And we serve a God that is all-knowing and just. And so they are precious in his sight. A lot of times we don't understand the true grace of God or his mercy. And so the grace of God is able to cover someone's mind that's like that. And God know how to reach that individual heart and receive that individual personal confession. So my father-in-law wasn't able to talk anymore, to say one particular phrase, I thank God for my Lord and Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he was just resounding after he would resound his name, because we was asking his name and getting him to resound his name, because he would walk out. We had to be very careful. But we constantly made sure he knew who he was. And if somebody say, "What's your name?" what he was going to say. But he would always just thank God for his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And although he's been in this worst state of it for some time now, I know that God is still merciful. And it's hard to see your loved ones when they're going through sicknesses and illnesses, because for the most part, what they're in, they literally have no control. And that has to be frustrating and mind-boggling to anyone who's used to being able to get up and go when they want to go and do what they want to do. So, and we're praying for you. If you have high blood pressure, we want to pray that God will teach you how to regulate your blood pressure properly. If you have diabetes, we're praying that God will send you a dietitian, someone that will help you eat the proper foods and know when not to eat food that's high on carbs at the wrong time, or those things that will cause that sugar level to spike. So we're praying for you. We're praying for those that may have some type of muscle or skin disorder. We want to pray for you. We want to believe God that, first of all, that God is able to heal you. Yes, he is. He's able to heal you and to deliver you from that condition. It is his desire to sanctify you. It is his desire to use you for his own glory. And so God is mindful of our condition. Never get it twisted that God don't care, that God don't love you. The devil will tell you in so many ways, so many different ways that the devil don't, that God don't love you anymore, that God can't use you anymore because you made one too many mistakes. We serve a God that is always giving, and he is the giver of another chance. And sad I may say it, though, he is the giver of another, however you're going through. So God loves you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your presence right now, asking you to forgive us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those that have done us wrong. Lord God, help our heart and our mind to let go of the pain and the hurt that that person may have caused us. Help us to move beyond, Lord God, anything that will cause us not to continue to trust you. And so, Lord God, we pray today for our nations as a whole, Lord God. We pray for our spiritual leaders, our natural leaders, Lord God. You, your word says that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he turn it which way he will. And so, God, we are asking, Lord God, that you would just continue to bless, to touch, to heal, to deliver. We're asking for your saving grace right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you now. You're worthy, you're worthy. Lord, you're so worthy. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, Lord God, but we know to thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your going in and coming out. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we love you today, Father God. And we just ask that you just have your way. Have your way in us. Have your way through us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. Thank you for teaching us how to love right. Thank you, Father God. We love you today. And we pray, Lord God, that we become better brothers and sisters, keepers. Lord, we thank you right now. Thank you, Father God. Excuse me. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, somebody is dealing with MS and somebody dealing with unable to walk well and struggling to walk because of knee pain or surgery that's needed, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you have your way. You touch, you intervene, Lord God. And Lord God, if we know them, Lord God, give us the courage to call them and reach out and to see about them and pray for them, Lord God. You told the elders to pray the prayer of faith, Lord God, and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So God, we're standing on your word today. We're standing, Lord God. We're standing in your word, on your word. We're living through your word, Lord God. And we ask you, just have your way, Lord God. Have your way in us. Have your way through us. And we just love you today. Thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you're yet going to do. In the name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Charles, Lord God, our founder of the 6-5 Radio Network. We continue to lift him up before you, Lord God. We lift him up as a man, Lord God. We lift him up as a son, Lord God. We lift him up as a follower of yours, Father God. And, then, oh, God, just have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God. In this place, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. At this time, we just want to say thank you. I want to say welcome to the program. I'm praying that your day was not as busy as mine, but I pray that you made more money than I did. It ain't about money. It's about being able to meet your needs and being interdependent, and that's meeting the needs of someone else. And so we just thank God for what he has done for you in the name of Jesus. Cut on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Amen and amen. Missionary Ken, I think I have you on the line. How are you doing this evening?
Doing okay. How are you doing tonight?
Tired. But I'm thankful that I'm here to be tired. Amen.
Well, if you take off the D, you're just a tire.
Yeah, I might be a miscreant.
All right. So you're one of those Michelin specials. I'm a Goodyear.
Yeah.
He's one of those Walmart specials that hangs on the wall looking pretty so everybody buys tires like us and wears us out. That's what it is.
That was it. Yeah, wait. I don't know where Emily is. She's going to be the Dunlap.
You need to pray for her right now. Her phone is just a reason she's not with us is her phone is needing a charge, and it's on the charger at the moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mine was backing up a little bit earlier. Our other call was coming through. It wasn't letting my wife call come through. So, but we got that done.
That's where she at. And just letting people know, your little commentary there right after that one song, It's Gonna Happen, was good, but we want to remind them also, if they go back in the archives, they can also find out when it's gonna happen.
Amen.
Back to that message that I gave, I tell when it's gonna happen because God tells when it's gonna happen. There's a big if there that they have to realize that God says it's going to happen, but there's a condition.
Condition. That's it.
It's conditional.
That's it.
Every blessing
that's
that we've ever had, every blessing that God told us about in the Bible had a condition with it, and I tell about that in the archives so everybody could go back in the archives to not last yesterday, but a week ago, and they could check that out.
All right. On the gospel show, the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we want to know when it's going to happen. You know, I think a lot of times that would get a lot of people hung up. What I mean by that is Abraham was told that he was going to be a great nation, and God told him to leave his father's house. And Abraham at the time was already 75 years old, and you know, starting the family, he should have did that like 45 years ago. But now here it is, he's being told to do something, and years go by, you know, and he has a conversation with God. He says, Lord, when is going to happen? you know, saying you blessed me with going to have to go to somebody else because what you said hasn't happened. And I'm saying all that to say patience is a virtue, but it is something that as believers, we have to understand God's timing is not ours. He knows what we can handle, when we can handle it, and how we gonna handle it. And a lot of times, so many times, some of our blessings have been held up because of our disobedience and because of our lack of knowledge. The scripture says, my people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge. That's very deep. God said his people are destroyed. His people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge. So when we have an opportunity to learn something, we should learn it and allow God, through his Holy Spirit, give us wisdom on how to apply the knowledge given and whom it's for. Because everything that we take in isn't always for us. Sometimes my blessings is for someone else. And God, I'm thankful that God was able to use me as a conduit to get the blessing too. Hey, Ken, have you ever gone into the bank line on the outside?
Oh, you're talking about where the teller's window is, or where that ATM is, and they have all the braille on it.
Uh-huh. But not just that one. Well, yeah, they have braille on that one, on the outside too. But sometimes in the, you have the main window, and then you have the other lines where the teller is able to still serve you, but you won't be the one, you're not the one at the window where she could just push out a little push draw to hand you everything or to receive something from you. When you are in the farther lanes or the other lanes, everything has to come through a vacuum tube. And say you're going to make a deposit in your bank. That vacuum tube is, if you're in the outside lane, you're going to use that vacuum tube to send that teller the money to put in your account. That tube now has a very important job. It is to carry your blessing from your hand all the way to the teller so it may be deposited. So now that vacuum tube, that piece of plastic, that tubing, and the air pressure that supplies that ejection from one side to the other, it becomes very essential, because now it is carrying a blessing. And that's what we have to realize. When there's times in our life that God will use us, you may feel like a piece of plastic. You may feel unimportant. You may think that you're nothing to look at, or any of those things you may be challenged with in your mental. But at the end of the day, just like that tool became valuable, don't care what you have done, you can become valuable to God when you have decided to carry his word, to carry his blessing, to push it forward. And so be encouraged that if piece of plastic can be important, surely we are. So don't underestimate your value, your worth, your wherewithal. Don't underestimate it. The Bible said, despise not the days of small beginnings. Wow. Ken, I know you got a message on that. Despise not the days of small beginnings.
That'd be a pretty good one. I'll have to see what the Lord gives me on that eventually here.
That would be a wonderful one, too, because a lot of times people, they don't value themselves. They don't value the worth. They don't value the content of what God has given them on the inside, because they just really don't understand that two sentences can change from your mouth can change the life of someone that's going through. You know, just to say, hey, how you doing today? And then follow up, well, I pray everything go well for you. I pray things go better for you. And two little sentences can change the whole atmosphere wherever you are. And so anyway, well, you are important. You are kind. You're beautiful. And so don't you ever forget it. You're kind. You're beautiful. You are important. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we're going to move right on. Amen. We got a couple more songs here. But before we did, get your Bibles and have them ready, we're going back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. And we're going to jump in that. And we're going to swim around. And we're just going to have a pool party in God's word and just enjoy faith. Amen, somebody. And so get your Bibles, whether it's Braille, whether it's a large print, whether it's tiny little bitty print, whether it's on your cell phone, whether it's on your laptop, whether it's on your notebook, your computer, wherever you got the word of God, go get it so that we can get in this word together on today, together. So we'll be right back in just a moment. God bless all our callers that come on the line, tuned in to the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Hey, if nobody told you today, I want to tell you, I love you with the love of Christ. You are important to the world today. Yeah, I said it. You, sir, you, ma'am, are important to the world today. Amen, somebody. Amen. So no matter what was going on, better days are coming.
You know my mind goes back. A few years ago, back down in South Carolina, me and my family, we lived there on a little old farm. And you know how it is sometimes when things get hard, y'all. Many days, mama don't know where the next meal is coming from. But this day, as we labored there in that old cotton field, after we'd work all day long, we didn't have no food to eat. You know how mother is, y'all. When her child is in trouble, mama's in trouble also. And that day, we sat there on this farm, and I saw the tears coming out of mother's eyes. And I went around my mother, and I said, Mama, tell me what's wrong with you. And she said, Son, I've always tried to provide for my family. But you know what happened, y'all? An old lady came along that day, and she told my mother, she said, you young in age now, and you're not aware of what the law can do. But she said, if you would just go down, go down, go down, go down, go down to somebody's church and fall down on your knees and call Jesus, tell him, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord, 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 I want you to make a way for me. of my family. But you know what? I went to my mother that day. I thought about what my father said. He said, son, if you hold on to Jesus' hand, he'll make it all right. I went to her this day and I told her, mama, don't worry about it. Because I told her, better days are coming.
Lord will, yes, he'll make a way.
Pastor Bonnet, I think you need to unmute yourself if we're going to hear you.
Oh, there we go. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, praise the name of the Lord. A little technical difficulties there. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, while we're trying to get past that little technical difficulty. God bless you. Amen. I'm out. There we go. Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. On today, we're going to go one more song, and we'll be right back.
Back up where you had it. Hey, if he did it before, he could do it again. If he did it before, he could do it again.
Have God done something good for you already in the past? Have God made a way for you to pay your bills when you didn't know which way the money was coming? Have God healed your body when you didn't know what was going on with you? If he did it before, He's the same God then. He's the same God now. He's going to be the same God in our future. So he can do it again. Amen. All right. Well, let's jump into the Word of God on this evening. Once again, our topic is preserving faith. Preserving faith. So that you're, I'm feeling a little numb today. So preserving faith, P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-I-N-G, preserving. You know, some people like to preserve jams or preservatives, strawberry jams or things of that nature, put it in jars. They put it in something that's going to keep it for later usage. And so how do we preserve our faith? How do we keep it fresh? How do we bottle it up, as you would, or put it in a jar? How can we do that? And that's a very interesting concept. How can we ensure that we have faith for tomorrow's issue? Amen. And so we want to just look through that, and I'm going to open up the mic for some time. And if you have a feedback on that, a comment or question surrounding this topic, I encourage you to ask it, write it down. If I say something that you wasn't clear to you, or write it down, and later on we'll have an opportunity to correspond. Amen. So as of now, we're going to Hebrews chapter 10. And just because I like this particular writing, I'm going to read it. I have both the King James and the New Living. And so I'm going to read it first from the New Living. I just want you to hear this. We're in Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to pick up at the 23rd verse, okay? Now here it says, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, it says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirmed, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate another to act of love, good, and good works. And let us not neglect our meetings together as some do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." Now, I must pause there. I was going to try to read this all the way through to verse 36, but let's review again. Let's go back. First of all, I shared with you all a while back that the word "let" is a very powerful word. It is a word that has the ability to create, because if you let somebody make you mad, you have given them power to create anger. Mm-hmm. And so what you let happen or not let happen is very important for us to take notice, especially when the scripture does tell us, "Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed also in heaven." So there's a lot of power in the mouth of a believer. Amen. And so we have to be very, very intentional when it comes down to certain things. And this is one of them. In preserving our faith, we must be intentional. Must be intentional. Okay? So now, again, verse 23 reads, this is a collective body. He's not telling you to do it, and he's not doing it. But he is a partaker, a participant in the very thing that he's encouraging us to do. So he said, let us hold tightly without wavering. In other words, believe God. If you're going to believe God, don't doubt it. If you think God's going to open the door or wait for you, don't waver. Hold on to your faith. Don't let go. I mentioned Abraham earlier. You know, Abraham was told one thing at 75. He was already old. But the actual fulfillment of that promise did not take place till he was 99, turned 100 years old, when he had a child in the earth. Amen. And so it took some time. Joseph was given a dream, but it took over 20 some odd years for those things to come to pass. He went through a lot of hell on earth. Amen. He went through a literal hell on earth. So, but there's no pain that can burn you, scorch you, like the pain of your family, your blood, that betray you and sell you as commodity. You know, his brothers sold him into slavery. They were free. Free men. Didn't owe nobody nothing. Daddy had plenty of money. He was their business was lucrative. But yet, because of a dream, because of a promise that God gave him, he ran into envy and jealousy. And life sometimes will put us in position where people will envy us and sometimes even be jealous of us. And many times it happens to them unawares. In other words, they didn't wake up with the intention of trying to be jealous of you. They didn't wake up with the intention of trying to envy you. It was just one day they realized that there was a lot of favor on you and they wanted it too. And when they couldn't get the same favor, that's when the envy and the jealousy began to sprout up in their life and manifest it, not realizing that God is not like man. If he has a blessing for me, he has a blessing for you. And sometimes, and I said it earlier, my blessing that God give me is not for me, but it is for me to transport it so that others may benefit from it. Amen. So let me continue to read here. So he says, we're going to hold on to it tightly, not loosely. That means don't waver in your belief in the standards, the morals of Christianity. Don't let people shake you and say, oh, well, you don't need to do all that no more. You need to wake up. Wake up. Go to sleep. you need to go to sleep. If I'm asleep, you need to go to sleep. You're telling me to wake up, but what you're trying to wake me up to is a nightmare. Stop, preacher. Let me keep on going. So let us hold tightly without wavering. Don't doubt that God will see you through, okay? Don't doubt that God will help you succeed in life. Don't doubt it, okay? Why? We already said our God is an awesome God. He can do anything but fail. We've already said he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. We've already made certain concessions about who our God is. Our God owes the cattle on a thousand hills, and so on. Well, if my God owned the cattle on, then let me have some ribs every now and then. I can eat some ribs. I can let me enjoy some of the benefits that my Father has. Since he has all this, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. So let us not waver. Let us not doubt the ability or the love that God has for us as his children, especially when you are being obedient to the following of God's word. For God can be trusted. That's simple. Faith in God is acting like God never lies, and he hasn't. That means if he said, go around the corner, there's going to be a duck with a $20 bill in his beak, reach down and get it. And when you get around that corner, you better start looking for that duck. And when you see that duck, you ain't got to chase him. Just say, here, come here, bring me my blessing. But a lot of times we go to chasing stuff, and it wasn't meant for us to chase. But it was meant for us to receive. And all we had to do is hold on to what we believe concerning what God has stated to us by his Holy Spirit. Amen. So God can be trusted to keep his promise. Are you a promise keeper? Hello, I'm talking to you. Yes, I know the phones are muted, but I'm talking to you so you can speak back right there where you are. Nobody else going to hear you except for Ken because he's unmuted. Are you a promise keeper? Do you keep your word? Somebody, you're going to do something, and you do all that you can to do it. Have you promised somebody that you were going to purchase something for them? It might have took you a while, but did you do it? See, God, children of God, it behooves us to emulate our God by keeping our promises so that others won't doubt our God. Many times people doubt God not because God hasn't been faithful, but because we, who's in their lives, represent God, a shadow of God, and we haven't been faithful, and thereby giving them room to doubt God's ability concerning their lives. So we have to be faithful. Amen. So God can be trusted to keep his promise. Verse 24, let us think of ways to motivate one another. Another to acts of love and good works. how can I encourage you to do an act of love? You've seen me do it before on the program, or you heard it, rather. And it was, I encourage the listeners to support Missionary Ken's program, Bible for the Blind. That is an act of kindness, and one of love. It is a good work that he has done, so it encouraged him to keep developing the large print for those that are sight challenged. It encouraged him to keep reaching out to the resources that he has to provide others that are not sighted at all, that don't read Braille, with some form of getting the Bible in their hands. And so what are you doing to encourage others? Are you encouraging somebody to feed the hungry or the homeless? Are you encouraging somebody to take their old clothes that still look good and give it to the kids down street that has nothing but rags? Tell everybody. But give God the glory. See, we have to be intentional when it comes down to that. It says, so let, that creation word, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let, that's that creation word, us not neglect. Oh, not neglect our meetings together. That's church. That's a church setting. Pretty much what we're doing right now, we are not in physical contact, but we're having church. Oh, yeah, I be the preacher. We are reading the Word of God. We have had songs. We did open up in a prayer. We're having church. Yes, I know this is Motivational Monday, and I'm your inspirational speaker with things to share with you, but that's what the preacher does. And so I am encouraging you that on tomorrow, Tuesday, that your mission in Tuesday is to find someone to share the love of God with, either through act of kindness, a act of giving, sharing, some kind of way. I want you to be encouraged. If it's nothing else but to tell them, do you know that Jesus Christ truly loves you currently? Yeah. He loves you right now. You might got a cigar in your mouth and drinking you a 40 or whatever, or a fifth or whatever. Uh-huh. And I want you to know that still does not change his love for you. He loves you. He loves you in spite of what you may do contrary to his will. That's it. Now, it don't mean he's accepting our foolishness. It doesn't mean that he's going to give us a pass on foolishness and sin. No, it don't mean that. It means simply, doesn't matter how dirty our diapers are, he's willing to change them. Mm-hmm. Because we're just his infant. And we keep on messing on ourselves day in and day out. And then we go to him crying, don't even know how to pray, what to pray for. Why? They won't do this. They did it. Why? He just changed our diapers. So that's what a good parent does. They don't get tired of the child because the child has made a boo-boo. They gonna clean up the boo-boo. They realize it's part of the process until that child realizes how to get up on their own 2 feet and put boo-boo where it belongs. Amen, somebody. So let me call him. Amen. So verse 25 says, and let us not neglect our meetings together. So important for us to be unified together. Amen. To be unified together. Okay. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do. You're amazing how you can be part of Masonic Lodge. You can be part of your Alpha, Kappa, Beta, Phi, Sigma, whatever. And they call a meeting. And you put the whole family on hold to, so that you can be part of your frat brothers or your fraternity. Your sorority women, whatever it is, you put everything on hold. It's amazing that even those groups have meetings and have had conventions, but some of you are still afraid to go back to the house of prayer. And I said, I don't know, but you went to the grocery store and you left your mask at the house, but you still went in because you didn't want to walk back to the car and try to scuffle up one. It's amazing how we keep putting God on the back burner. Matter of fact, we don't put him on the back burner. We've taken him off the stove. Let us be mindful that we are not neglecting the meetings of us coming together. Now, King James, read that same verse. Let me read that in the King James. That's number 25. 25 says in the King James, for if we sin, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Amen. That day approaching was the second coming of Christ. They were still yet hopeful of the coming of Christ. And before the coming of Christ, we will have the rapture of the church. And it's for us to be hopeful of his soon coming. Amen. So back to the text. 26 says, dear friend, if we deliberately, if we deliberately continue sinning after we have received knowledge of there is no longer any sacrifice that will cover these sins, there is only one trouble. There is only, oh, I'm sorry. There is only the trouble expectation of God's judgment and the raging fire that will consume his enemy. For anyone who refused to obey the law of Moses was put to death without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Just think how much worse the punishment will be for those who have trampled on the Son of God and have treated the blood of the covenant which made us holy as if it were common and unholy and have assault and disdain the Holy Spirit who bring God's mercy to us. For we know the one who said, I will take revenge, I will pay them back. He also said, the Lord will judge his own people. It is a terrible thing to fall in the hands of a living God. King James said, an angry God, I believe. Let me read that. 31. Yeah, reading from the King James, picking up at verse 30. It says, for we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to me. I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Okay, I'm back around. But call to remembrance the former day in which afterwards we illuminated ye endured and great fight of affliction, partly with lift. Ye were made a gang stop both by reproaches and affliction, and partly with ye come companion of them that were also that was so used. For ye have confidence of me in my bonds, and took joyful of your good, knowing in yourself that ye have a heaven and better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Wow. Wow. So I'm going to go back, reread 34 in the New Living, 33. It says, sometimes you were exposed to public ridicule and were beaten, and sometimes you helped others who suffered the same thing. And this is what some of the early saints had to go through, those that were called believers. They had to go through public ridicule and being rejected of their countrymen because of their decision to follow Christ and to believe that he was the Messiah. So here in America, we haven't had to go through none of that. So they had to go through something. You know, we fuss about stuff, but they had to go through something. It said, you suffered along with those who were thrown into jail. And when all of you on And when all you own was taken from you, with all, in other words, these folks that came in because of your desire to preach the gospel truth, the good news of Jesus Christ and the Messiah. He said, your own possessions was taken from you, and you accepted with joy. In other words, you didn't raise a fit when the people took your stuff, all because you said that you were a born-again believer. Wow. So it says you suffered along with those who were thrown in jail, and when all you own was taken from you, you accepted it with joy. You knew there were better things waiting for you that will last forever. Thank you, Lord. So do, glory. So do not throw away this confidence in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings. Hallelujah. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patience, endure is what you need now so that you will continue. Amen. Amen. This is just a very powerful thing. I just love reading the Bible. I can elaborate on all of these text by text, verse by verse, rather, excuse me. But they were real clear, in my opinion. And the warning for us not to cast away our hope, not to throw away. I use this text and another text in teaching, don't drift away. And so we don't want to drift. We don't want to blend with the world so to the point that we look like the world, we talk like the world, and since we're acting and looking and talking like the world, then we obviously must be the world. And we have to make certain distinctions between that which is holy and that which is not. And so I encourage you today. I don't know where you are in your walk with Christ. I don't know what your challenges are. But what I do know is you're not the only one that has challenges. And so we all must take the time to do self-examination and begin to work those areas. Glory God. Amen. So do not throw away this confidence and trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. What is the great reward? Well, we're talking about eternal life. It's going to bring us that great reward. Many won't get it. Many won't see it. Many won't get to have it because they're stuck on themselves. And so, amen. Oh, good luck. Want to give you opportunity to say hello if you like. Amen. If you have a question, before we go on any further, any comment, something you'd like to add at this time, the mics are open.
all I can say is it's so far been a good message, and I'm looking forward to hearing more.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Rah, rah, and celebrate Jesus.
Hey, amen, amen. It's about having our faith. Amen. One of the things that you do to encourage people to keep marching for Jesus, to keep on in Christ, anybody, the lines are open, anybody, what things have either you did it or it was done to you and you thought it was just unique or it was supportive?
Basic instructions before leaving Earth: read your Bible every day, and if you don't, you got a chance of having the devil get a hold of you, so be careful. I've been going through a very hard struggle for the last few months with being sick. I thought I was healed the other day. I was deceived, so pray for me. I have cellulitis of the abdominal wall, but the Lord is healing the sores now, so it's some kind of weird disease that diabetics get. And it's very nerve-wracking because it also affects your breathing. So I believe the Lord's going to heal it. I just have to be patient with the Lord. And sometimes we have to go through certain trials and just have to live with it. And God's there. He's on the throne.
Amen. Thank you for being very open with that. We often go through, you know. I think that's one of the most difficult things as believers, maybe. Is, you know, we quote the scripture, "My God, that healeth thee," or we'll say, "By his stripes I'm healed," and he was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. And so waiting on the manifestation of healing, That's the challenge. Waiting on the manifestation. Anybody else have a comment?
Oh, I have a guy I prayed for. His name is Frank. He drives the city bus. We had an argument, a very heated argument about God. He is so angry at God. Just pray that he will find the Lord, because he argued with me for all the way from the time I got picked up from the doctors all the way back home. And he still doesn't believe. And he says that some people get saved. He says, yeah, but, you know, a lot of people do that. But I'm so sick and tired how God is so violent. I says, Frank, he's not. He loves you. Mm-hmm. He wants Jesus to come into your heart. And he's like, oh, everybody does that. And he says, I says, well, I hope to someday see you in the rapture of the church, and I hope you do find Jesus. And we kind of cut off there, and I said goodbye. But the guy's name is Frank. I don't know his last name. So I think God's still going to work. And I think Kenny could probably witness to him when he gets on the bus next time. And Kenny, I know Kenny's a little better soul winner than me. And Tim, if Tim was up here, between the two of them, they go head-to-head. And you, Pastor Bonnet, and Six, and how many others? We really could probably get this guy going.
Yeah, well. They say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Sometimes we have to remember that the gospel message is, as much as it needs to be heard, it's not heard and not received until sometimes an average of times or some odd number they gave. Statistic-wise, and you never know when you're the point that's going to push them over through point seven, where they listen to what you are going to say, and they are taking the information and applying it. You know, sometimes people have in their mind the next heist. And so be mindful that, you know, that we don't inadvertently cast our pearls before swine, but we do go to God in prayer, and we for them, that God will soften their heart. Amen. Anybody else? Real quick, anybody got a question? We're talking from Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. Anybody? All right.
Hey, all right. Pastor Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Sister Lila?
I do have a thing as Missionary Wolfgang. When I was on video chat with Sister Emily, I thought I heard some shotguns going off. So can you or Sister Ruth go check on her, Kenny?
All right.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we want to be safe. We know she had to get her phone charged, so we'll try calling her first and before you make that trip. And if you still want to afterwards, go right here, but the phone is a lot quicker.
Yeah, she just told me I heard some, so I thought I'd let you guys know to check.
Well, her phone was
on
my charger in my garage, so I'll go on over to check on her and take her phone to her.
And thank you for thinking of someone else. See? That's another way of encouraging others to be busy for the Lord. Being mindful of other circumstances and their well-being, that's a good one. Anybody else? All right.
I like this that you're doing, Pastor Bart. Thank you for doing it.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome. All right. Uh-oh. I'm about to close my board by mistake. There we go. All right. Amen. So, let's go back and a few questions concerning faith. Why was it necessary for the author, which is Paul, of Hebrew, to encourage the audience to hold fast their faith? So the apostle was encouraging us to hold tightly to what we got. So why would the and the tone of that writing is stressful? He was adamant about it. So, why? That's the question. Why was he adamant Amen. Anybody?
No, why was he adamant?
All right. Because it's so important that we build a living. One of the things that Moses was charged with was to duplicate what God had showed him concerning it. And it was about sharing the kingdom experience with others. We're telling people to be saved because we are now part of the kingdom of heaven. We're telling them so many different things, but we must really pay attention, because when we're talking to people, we don't necessarily know their struggle. If they can see the light of Christ in us, sometimes our presence keep them from doing silly things, wrongful things. You know, sometimes your presence can keep somebody from committing suicide. Your presence, not your words, but your presence, just you being there and only showing a level of concern. These things matter. So, very good.
Pastor Bonnie, Kenny's over there now with Emily across the street. She is staying in an empty lot of an old empty building that was torn down is where she's staying because our landlord won't let her stay on the porch like she was. So it's kind of sad that people don't want to do the Christ-like thing. But so they want to fix our porch where we had a fire. Somebody set fire to our porch. And so they have to come over and rebuild the porch. So that's why she's over there. Yeah, so she's sleeping like a camp out, you know, over there. And she was a Girl Scout. So just letting you guys know to keep praying for her because I don't want nobody to hurt that precious woman.
Wow. Thank you so very much for that update. And we solicit the prayers of those that are listening concerning her and her well-being, that God will give her the open door so that she will have a stable place of her own. And so, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, bless Emily right now. Strengthen her. Keep her safe from unseen hurt, harm, or danger. Look down on her, Lord God, to see her need, her financial need, her food need, her clothing need, her shelter need. You see, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just thank you now. Thank you now for what you're going to do. We count it done, Father God. Amen. I'm moving right along. Moving right along. Put my glasses back on. I was waiting. Amen. All right. So it was very important for him to stress this so that the Holy Spirit comes in our life. The Holy Spirit comes in. Hey, how you doing? God bless you. We were concerned about that. Just pray for you.
Being funny, Dad, can I have a piggyback ride? I know, wishful thinking on my part.
I think the piggy should always be the one that's the heaviest.
I also got a message for you, Pop.
All right.
My mom said to tell you, hello, Mr. Preacher Man.
Well, you tell her I said hello, daughter of the king.
I asked her if I could mess with you today. She said, do it at your own risk. I said, come on, let me have some fun. She's like, not.
You have to reclassify your definition of fun. Fun for me. Anyway. Yeah. We had called you a tire earlier. I think we had called you a tire earlier.
You guys better not be picking on me. I'll get you. I'll pick back. You know me. Mr. Comedian.
Well, the Bible says laughter is like a medicine, so.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand this phone off to Sister Ruth so I could get something done real quick and get back over there with my babies.
Amen.
You have a
all right.
You got something there to change to? Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask Missionary Ken to come and share some sponsor information on how that you can have this program any time of the day or night, and how they can also support the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And that's it.
Okay, I could do that for you, Pastor Bonnet.
Thank you so very much.
All right. First off, if anybody would like to get a copy of this program or any other program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are several ways you can go about doing that. First off, if you have a smartphone or tablet, just go to the podcast section and you enter Six Eyes Radio. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Once you click enter, when we pop up there, just click on subscribe. And once you do that, you have the Six Eyes Radio Network 24/7 right there on demand. Any program, you could be listening to Motivational Monday, even on a Friday. And then, of course, if you have an Android or Apple device, you'll need to first download the iHeartRadio app. Once you've downloaded that, go to your iHeartRadio app, type in on the search bar, Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Click enter. Once we pop up there, click subscribe, and you'll have us on your Android or Apple device. Then, of course, another option is if you want to find us on the internet, you go to blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes. That's blogtalkradio.com/SIXEYES. And you'll get all the programming that we've done here on the Six Eyes Radio way back to when we first began. And then, of course, you can type in Google search. Just type in Six Eyes Radio. And you'll find all the places that we're located. And then, of course, you'll want to check out our Facebook page for the Six Eyes Radio and all the other places we're at. And then, of course, if you'd like to keep us on the air and help us do so, remember, it's free for you to listen to, but it's not cheap for us. It does cost. So we would appreciate your love gift. So there are several methods you can do to help us keep on the air. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to paypal.com, enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, go to Cash App, enter, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and no matter how big or small, is greatly appreciated, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you for your love gift. And then, of course, finally, if you wish to send a check or money order, that option is also open to you. You contact first Brother Six Eyes at his email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. In the subject line, put donation information requested. Then in the body of your email, explain that you are wishing to send a check or money order and need the pay to and snail mail information to send your check or money order, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you for your love gift, and God will richly bless you. Amen. All right, Pastor Bonnet, you got something else there, or are you on mute? Because I don't hear you. Get your coffee.
All right. Hello, testing 1-2, testing 1-2.
Now we hear you.
There we go.
Sound good
here.
Okay.
Here,
you have to get
here,
his coffee.
No, I need to lay down. I got to get back up at 12:45 and start things over. So I need to lay down. Well, we want to thank all of our listeners on this evening for joining us. We pray something that was said on tonight's program has really encouraged you to keep on keeping for the Lord. And we want to encourage you to, as the day constantly approaching, we want to take all of these days serious because you don't have to die from sickness to die. Man, an incident can take place, and every now and then people just stop existing. So life is precious. Enjoy every moment. It's too short to be given your sadness. Glory to God. So once again, it's very important for us as believers to reflect the love of God through our life so that people will know that God loves them, okay? I said to you earlier, I had already asked this question, what are ways that we can do to encourage others? Amen. You know, sometimes people say, well, my grandmama there was talking about Jesus on the way. Jesus on the main. And they went back on you. And how do you encourage them? You let them know the same thing. He is on his way. Amen. He is most definitely on his way. So be encouraged. Until tomorrow night with the Word from the King with Tim Grubel, I am Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. I want to say thank you. We love you with the love of Christ. Demonstrate the love of Christ for somebody by just letting your love be pure. Don't make them have to earn your love. Don't sell your love. Give your love. The best way we can show that Christ really loves other people is that we ourselves that are called Christians are loving. So, once again, we love you with the love of Christ. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you. God keep you. I hear something. Yeah. Well, nevertheless, God bless it to you. Until tomorrow night. Good night.